Okay. Hi, it's Lynette, and that piece is, I think it's Prelude in C by J.S. Bach, as arranged and performed by Mr. Steve Erquiaga. And I thought I would, that's spelled E-R-Q-U-I-A-G-A, I believe, Erquiaga, unless he says Erquiaga, which is completely possible. But today, I thought that Shelley from Freedom Scientific and I, also known as JAWS, would help me show you a tip, and it's a shortcut to your email. So I'm moving back around here to the computer, and I tried this crazy contraption where I got my piano stool and thought I'd, because I thought I was going to use a different, I was going to use the built-in mic, but I decided not to do that. So I'm moving back up to my computer, and let's see.
Start menu.
There we
start
go.
Menu. Internet.
1 of 11. The Navit.
Okay, wonderful.
Escape.
This is kind of a two-part kind of thing. Many of you may have shortcuts to your favorite programs in the form of Control-Alt-This. Well, we all know the famous two, Control-Alt-J for JAWS and Control-Alt-Z for Zoom Text. Now you can have Control-Alt and a letter and have it open up your email and put the person to whom the email will be sent in the two line. So, without further ado, let's do it. All right. First, you need to get to the desktop. I'm going to do that with a Windows D.
Windows D. List view iPodder.
26 of 40.
Ha. And look at that. It's on iPodder. Now, we actually need to deselect the icon, because we don't want anything selected at this point. So we're going to do a control space bar.
Control space.
Now, unfortunately, JAWS does not announce that anything has been deselected, but I assure you that the iPodder icon has been deselected. The application key, if you have one, is found to the right, to the left of your right control. I'm going to press that key once, and believe it or not, I'm going to press the Alt key right after, because I'd like to also try an alternative key. So I'm going to press the application key.
Applications, context menu, array.
Not a problem. You would use the up arrow.
Properties.
R.
And you'd go to properties. You use your up arrow again.
New submenu.
W.
And you go to the new submenu. Before I do anything else, I'm going to press the Alt key.
Leaving menus.
I'm going to now try Shift F10, which is also which should also bring up the shortcut or application menu.
Shift F11.
I'm sorry. It would be good if I pressed Shift F10.
Shift F10, context menu, arrange icon.
And it indeed did do that. Again, up arrow.
Properties.
R.
And up arrow again.
New submenu.
W.
Okay. And as you all know, those of you who use JAWS, you can also press, and I'm going to press the Alt key to get out of this menu.
Leaving menus.
You can also press the simulated right arrow. And that's the slash on the star. It's the star on the numeric keypad.
Right mouse button, context, list view, publish podcasts.
Well, it seems to not have done the same thing. It seems to have highlighted probably iPodder or something like that, and it wants me to open.
Run as.
A.
Run as.
Pin to start menu.
Pin to start menu.
Send to submit. Cut.
E.
Copy. Create shortcut. Delete.
D.
Rename. Properties.
So I'm going to do an Alt.
Leaving menus. Publish. Gas.
Okay, and Ublish Gast is very interesting. That I think that's from another planet. But something is selected.
Publish.
Publish something, okay? I'm going to deselect that, so I do not suggest you try the JAWS right mouse simulation key. So stick with the application key or the Shift F10 key. They both work for our purposes.
Control space.
Okay, once again, JAWS is totally silent. I'm going to press my favorite key, the application key.
Applications, context menu.
And I'm going to use the up arrow.
Properties.
R.
And the up arrow again.
New submenu.
W.
I'm going to open the new submenu with a right arrow.
Context menu, new folder.
F.
And I don't want a new folder. I'm going to use the down arrow.
Shortcut.
S.
And I'm going to enter on shortcut.
Enter. Leaving menus. Create shortcut dialog. Type the location of the item. Edit.
Type in text. Alt T.
The location of the item in this case is a mail to link, which I'm familiar with because I do some HTML, and it looks very similar to what we're about to type. I'm going to create a link, well, not a link, a shortcut to my email at work. I'm going to type
mailyltocolon@baruch.edu.
That part of it is done. You're in a very tiny wizard, and I can check my default button with insert E.
Default button is next.
So since the default button is next, I can press the enter key.
Enter. Click finish to create the shortcut. Type a name for this shortcut. Edit. New internet shortcut.
Well, we don't want it called something as horrible as, or as, you know, mundane as new internet shortcut. Okay? So I'm going to call this job email.
job -email.
And now I can enter.
Enter.
Okay, it does it quickly and quietly, and it has placed it somewhere on my desktop. So I am going to press Windows D again.
Windows D. List view not selected. Publish podcast.
Well, we don't want to publish this podcast just yet. So I'm going to type the letter J.
J. Job email.
41 of 41.
There's my job email. I'm going to press the enter key.
Enter. New message to edit Tatum.
Type in text.
And there I am to Tatum. I really should teach it to say my name correctly. And I can go through the fields, whether you're here in Outlook Express or Eudora, as you know, with the tab key, send it off as usual with Control Enter, or Control E, I think, in Eudora. Okay, now, I'm not sending anything to myself right now. The last piece of the puzzle is to try to make a shortcut key to this email. I'm going to escape.
Escape.
And I'm going to do a Windows D.
Windows D. List view job email.
41 of 41.
Thank you. Okay. I'm on job email. And I'm going to press the application key.
Applications. Context menu.
Up arrow once to properties.
Properties.
R.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Job email properties dialog. Web documents page.
Lovely.
Edit.
It tells us that. Now we're going to tab.
Tab. Shortcut key. Hotkey. None.
None. Now this time I'm not going to make the mistake of creating a shortcut key that already exists for an application. I shouldn't have anything with O. So I'm going to do O for job.
O.
And if I do a read line,
Control-Alt-O.
I get Control-Alt-O. I'm going to enter.
Enter.
And with a little bit of luck, I'm going to try out my shortcut key, Control-Alt-O.
Alt-Control-O. New message to edit Adam.
And there it is. I love it. And so might you. Okay, give it a try. This has been Lynette's Tipcast for October 24th, 2005.